And now time for Jeff Around Town. So what if you were listening to the weather forecast and the meteorologist said something like, today we're looking for sunny skies and a high of 75 degrees, and tonight there's a 40% chance for decreasing gravity. And you'd say, what? Decreasing gravity? Now, look, I'm a fan of gravity. I don't have much choice in the matter either way. It's what keeps us down to earth, you might say. Without it, we and, well, everything else on earth would just float away. Bye-bye. Not to mention the atmosphere would also go away. So that would not be a good thing. But if you could just suspend your disbelief for one moment and imagine what it would be like if you could occasionally find little pockets of lower or no gravity, what would you do? Recently, I moderated this event at Kaneko. It was a conversation with the sculptor John Clement. Not only is his work on display at Kaneko right now, it's great, great exhibit. He has a piece on the Leahy Mall, and he does those, you've probably seen him, those big metal circular, so colorful pieces of sculpture. And the one in the mall is yellow, I think, and it's titled Love Exists. So along the way, he'd said something during the conversation about having to adhere to the laws of gravity. So I asked him, well, what would you create if gravity wasn't an issue? He smiled and said without pause that he would build a space elevator, and at the top he'd make some sort of work that could be seen in rotation. He wasn't quite sure yet, but the wheels were turning, you might say. And he didn't have the specific form in mind, but he said that it would basically be the next progression from what he's doing right now. So it got me wondering, what might you come up with if you didn't have to adhere to the laws of gravity? You know, if gravity weren't a law, but more of just a good idea. Seriously, I would love to hear or see your ideas. It could be a sketch, work of art, maybe for a new kind of building or a car. It could be about anything, really. And you don't have to draw it out. If you just want to write something down, that's great too. But if gravity didn't hold you down, what would you create? So please, I'd love to see your ideas. Share those ideas with me. And then I may just share them on a future episode of Jeff Around Town. And again, you can just write a description if you don't want to sketch anything up. Or, you know, draw it on the back of a bar napkin if you like. And hey, if you've got kids or grandkids, share this with them as well, because sometimes kids have the greatest ideas. So you can email me at jkoturba@unomaha.edu. Again, jkoturba@unomaha.edu. And, you know, if you don't have a pen to write it down right now, you can always go to kvno.org and you can find my email address there. Again, dream big with your head in the clouds. And either way, with or without gravity, keep looking up. Keep dreaming those big dreams. And that's another Jeff Around Town here on KVNO.